The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is Tuesday, and every Tuesday we check in with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing all right. I'm in South Carolina. Been here for a couple of days. Heading back to D.C. this afternoon. And I appreciate you putting that H.R. 127 on my radar. I had not heard that yet. I think that was probably recently filed.
It was?
That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, and I'll do whatever I can to stop it. But honestly, I think that a lot of this outreach that, the American public is going to have to do is going to be directed at a number of reasonable Democrats. Yes, they do exist. And, you know, they currently have a majority barely in the House and barely in the Senate. And, you know, right now they could try to pass legislation without a single Republican vote. So we need to make sure that we're contacting the moderate Democrats and bring to their attention that this is ridiculous policy and we can't be doing it.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to encourage our listeners to do just that. And in fact, I've had several listeners text me this morning saying, you got to ask Congressman Timmons about this. So, Congressman,
well, I mean, honestly, speaking of ridiculous policy, we're about to try to spend $1.9 trillion in additional COVID relief funds, which is, don't get me wrong, I still want to help everyone that needs help because of COVID. And we need to do everything we can to protect the people that need protecting. But everyone else needs to get back to work. If you're not at risk, if you're not over 60, if you're not caring for someone who is at risk, you need to get back to work. And by the way, you know, what is that? 80% of the people that were working before, 85% of the people that were working before, they can all go back to work and we don't have to spend money we don't have because we're going to hit $30 trillion in debt here before we know it. I was saying this year and people were telling me that wouldn't happen with current projections. Here we are. We're going to hit $30 trillion next month if we don't pass a more reasonable COVID package.
Yeah. Let's talk for a minute about the vote that you're going to have to take on this House. Let's talk for a minute before we get into the numbers about the budget reconciliation process in general. Tell us about that. Break it down for us in layman's terms, how that happens.
So in order to pass H.R. 127, the gun bill that we were just talking about, the Senate rules allow Republican senators or any senator to filibuster unless there are 60 votes. So essentially, it becomes very challenging to pass legislation that changes standing law, not a spending bill, without 60 votes in the Senate, which requires some bipartisanship. But through essentially a procedural sleight of hand, the budget reconciliation process, the Senate allows a 51 vote margin in order to pass it. So essentially, because they know they can't get 60 votes to pass a $1.9 trillion COVID package, they're using reconciliation. But they're also trying to get a number of other policy changes in there, such as the $15 minimum wage and a whole slew of other ridiculous Green New Deal related policies. President Biden ran as a moderate, and he is governing like a socialist. I mean, you know, he's already issued 40. I don't even know if he's socialist. He's a despot. He's already issued 40-plus. I can't even keep up with how many executive orders. I mean, we're breaking records for the number of executive orders ever issued in the first month in office, and he doesn't seem to be slowing down.
I mean, he doesn't really need you guys. All he needs is a supply of pens and paper for his executive orders.
It would seem he believes that.
Yeah. All right. So the budget reconciliation, then you guys are going to be considering this. So this would include the minimum wage?
There's talk of it. Essentially, they know that they can't get the 60 votes in the House, and it's all up to the parliamentarian in the Senate, and they're trying to find a way to get as much of the policies that they're seeking to promote this Congress into there's going to be two budget reconciliation bills. One, and the House is voting on it this week, and the Senate, they're probably going to do it pretty quick. So, and then they actually will be able to do another one either later this year or next year. There's a lot of unknowns on this. We didn't pass a budget last year, so they're able to do that late.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's talk for a minute. Speaking of the Senate, yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell did something that is pretty rare, as he had some pretty harsh words for Georgia freshman Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. And of course, you and I talked about this, about some of the freshman reps who have been pretty outspoken just in the first, they've been in Congress for about a month now. It appears that Democrats may try to force a vote on removing her from some of her committees. Is that something you think is possible? Will that happen?
So, to my knowledge, it's never been done before. The Republican conference removed Steve King from his committee last Congress for anti-Semitic white supremacist comments. He said we're taken out of context, but they're sufficiently bad that it warranted that move. So the majority rules in the House. If they want to change the House rules to deny her committee assignments, I think that's actually procedurally possible.
Yeah.
The Republican steering committee, which I sit on, did place her on committee assignments. She's on education and labor and budget, education and labor is a very it's an awesome committee for the Democrats because all they want to do is talk about unions. But Republicans don't like unions, so we don't, it's not as hot, important of a committee for us, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. A lot of the comments she's made have been previous to her time in Congress. So, I just would point out to the 4th Congressional District that I didn't do national media interviews until I knew how to get around the Capitol. I think if you're still getting lost in DC, you probably shouldn't be taking national media interviews.
Listen a little before you talk. For sure. Congressman William Timmons, always good to speak with you, and we'll check in again next week. Be safe.
Look forward to it. You take care.
Yeah. Bye. Congressman William Timmons of the 4th District.